Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is David Lift, calling in from Colorado. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium. And wow, we have people calling in from Texas and Illinois and Arizona and New York, a bunch of people from Florida, a bunch of people from California, a whole bunch of people from Hawaii and Missouri and North Carolina and Virginia and Washington and Oregon and Iowa, and people from Puerto Rico to Canada. And it's just a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to be part of Purium at this time of year, and we're going to be talking tonight. Our training is going to be about going public, about letting people know how much fun it is to be part of Purium and getting healthier and feeling better about what you're doing and how you're doing it and who you're doing it with and all those kinds of things. So it's going to be a great call. I've got Pialani Schneider. She's a Crown, and she's a Field Advisory Board member, and she's going to be joining me in just a bit. But what I want to do first is just go over a couple of important updates and pieces of information for you. Most importantly is we got a bunch of kids products. And we've got a couple more kids products that are available for sale now. So in addition to our Power Kids product, we have two new tincture products. They're little droppers, very, very unique products. One's called In Focus, and one's called Immune Shield. And if you want to learn about those products, David Sandoval, our owner and founder, is going to be on tomorrow night on the Purium Lifestyle call, and he's going to talk all about In Focus and Immune Shield. All four of our products are USDA organic certified. All four of our products are vegan. These are products that are unlike anything in the marketplace for kids. No artificial colors or flavors or sweeteners or binders or fillers or any of that junk, no genetically modified ingredients. And so we're going to be changing the marketplace, and you can pre-order all four of the products, the Power Kids, the two tincture products, In Focus and Immune Shield, as well as what I think is going to be the game changer of products for our kids line, which is MVP. And MVP Kids, MVP stands for Multivitamin Plus Protein. And so we are going to be the only company in all of network marketing with a USDA certified organic multivitamin product. And then to add on to that, to step forward, to be two steps ahead of everybody else, David Sandoval has added 10 grams of organic pea protein grown in the U.S., the purest, simplest form of protein for kids. So MVP is a dynamite product. It's going to be available next week, and you can pre-order the entire pack right now today in your back office. So you'll get the Power Kids, the Immune Shield, or you'll get the Power Kids, the In Focus, the MVP, and we're going to throw in the Immune Shield for free, plus we're going to throw in a Purium backpack for your kids. So this is a great value. You're going to save about $30 or so if you're a PLC member. This is under $150 to try all the products yourself, to sample all the products with, you know, other kids if you don't have kids yourself, to display the products. There's so many reasons and so many purposes as to why that you're going to want to have these products all together available for your family or available to share with others. So this is an opportunity that I hope you take advantage of. It's called the Kids Quad Pack, and it's available, as I said, and it's an amazing discount at $144.95 is the price, available for pre-order right now. And like I said, you're going to get products for free, and they'll be shipping out next week. So that, to me, is a big deal. If you're excited about the kids' products, we've got a new flyer, and I love the flyer that our marketing team has put together. And so we've got a brand new flyer. We've got a whole bunch of those social media posts, those social media squares, promoting the kids' quad pack, promoting the kids' product line. So take full advantage of the products. Check your email blast. Learn more about, you know, what's going on. And one of the things that we've just done is not only made it easier for your prospects to shop, but we've made it easier for your returning customers to shop, and we've made it easier for you to shop. So we've just improved our website experience so that all of your returning retail customers, those people who already used a gift card in the past, if they want to come back to your website and order, they can do that really easily now. And importantly, if you would prefer to shop on the front of your website instead of in the back office, if you love the experience of reading about the products and seeing the labels and getting more information and all those kinds of things, and lots of people do, you can have your shopping experience now start on the front of your website. You can fill up your shopping cart with the kids' quad pack or whatever it is that you want to purchase, and then as you go and check out, as you go to the checkout process, your cart is full, all you need to do is enter in your username and password, and it will put you into the back end of the back office shopping cart. It'll have your address saved. It has your credit card information saved because it's all in that secure back office. So it's almost like Amazon.com one-click shopping that you can have from the front of your own website. So we continue to work hard. We continue to invest in technology. We continue to try to make things easier and more exciting. And people are recognizing that. And people are recognizing that around the world. I don't know if you saw the email blast, but David Sandoval was featured on the number one Spanish-speaking website on the internet, Telemundo.com. 5.6 million different people go to that website every single month. And David Sandoval was featured. He gave some advice coming right from his Green Foods Bible about superfoods. So Purium's on the map. We've got kids' products. We've got a better website, and everything keeps getting better and better, and that's our goal. Going into 2016 is to keep things simple, to have fun, and to get things better and better. And when things get better and better, you want to tell people about that. And that's why I invited my guest on tonight's call, our guest speaker. Her name is Pialani Schneider, as I said. She is a crown from Hawaii. She's also a part of our field advisory board. And Pialani, are you on the line with me?
Hello, David. I am.
Aloha. I know you're back in Hawaii. I know you bounce back and forth between the mainland and Hawaii. You're in Hawaii now, so I got to give you an aloha.
Yes, aloha. It's good to be home.
All right. Well, fantastic. Well, I know you've had some really fantastic meetings here over the past weekend. Good things going on in Hawaii going into 2016. And I'm sure that you want to share that with other people. And we'll get to that in just a second. But let's start all the way at the beginning with the concept of going public. And I don't know if you can rewind your brain to the point at which you started Purium. Just a little while ago, I guess. How long ago was it that you started Purium, Pialani?
2 years. It's been 2 years.
2 years.
September, a little over 2 years, yeah.
Yeah, so just over 2 years. So we'll rewind back 24, 25, 26 months. You just joined Purium. We didn't even have the concept of the game plan spelled out at that point, but you're a smart business person. You knew that it was important to go public. So why don't you see if you can rewind your brain and talk about the idea of you going public and what you teach your people now, new people that you enroll, because I know you continually enroll new people, what you tell them about going public as they begin their Purium business, why it's important, what they do. You know, give us some examples of what that looks like going public.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on the call. And I have to say that I'm a firm believer of leadership by example, just moving things through by example. We learn through someone that just does what they're supposed to do. And I have to give kudos and credit to Geraldine and Arna because they're my sponsors. And I was extremely skeptical, and they posted on Facebook day one starting this superfood cleanse. And I was just watching. I didn't even contact them, but I watched for a solid 10 days as they went public on Facebook. And on day 11, after talking about 6 days of the 10 days about the sleep they got and the health that they felt and the pain that had gone away, and by day 11, and they posted their before and after picture, I was already signed up that night. So I'm a firm believer of going public, and I call it soft selling and just kind of sharing the lifestyle. And people want what we have. So if we don't go public, no one will know about it.
Well, I think that yeah, absolutely, 100%. You know, so I mean, what your sponsors taught you and how you learned about the program and what they were teaching, you know, became important. So why don't you share a couple of different ways that either you went public or that you teach your team to go public as a new person coming into the business? What are a few of those go public opportunities?
Well, the main thing is I tell the story. So that's I told this story because that is what I do. I tell the story of how my sponsors went public and how all I did was the exact same thing they did. And I just got the same results by going public using mostly Facebook. And then, of course, being a product of the product, when you're walking around town with your shaker bottle and everybody sees that you are suddenly just 10 pounds lighter or your skin is glowing, that they want what you have. And so some of the tools, then it's just really moving them through the tools. So the going public option for me was always just Facebook, walking around, looking good, even hearing T-shirts, or my favorite T-shirt is the Million Mom Movement because everybody wants to know what that is. And shaker bottles. I have the, when I go to yoga, I have the yoga pants. I have the workout shirts. So it really is feeling very proud of what we have found and being grateful that we found Purium and knowing that there's quite a few people out there that really deserve having Purium in their lives. And so not to shy away from sharing this amazing company and going public. And so it really is a mindset, David, of really wanting to help others and doing exactly what we need to do that.
You know, that's such an interesting idea, you know, that you say that, because, you know, sometimes we get bogged down in the how-tos, and the how-tos are important. I mean, we have a lot of different ways to go public, social media and healthy happy hours and all those kinds of things. But, you know, I could hear when you were expressing it, it's about being proud. It's about believing that what you're involved with and helping people to get healthy is doing somebody a favor, and that's why you're wearing the yoga pants, and that's why you're wearing the Million Mom shirt, is not so much as a marketing tool, although it certainly is. It's more an expression of what you're doing and that you're happy and proud of that. Can you talk to that a little bit?
Absolutely. I mean, that definitely is the core to why I'm here and why quite a few of my team members are here. And it, although I am a business person per se, I can't sell a bag of broken glass. I know I have to be really backing whatever it is I'm selling. And even though we're not in sales, it is definitely a proud moment when I hear from people that have tried Purium or have gone through their 10-day or their continuation, and now we're talking about, you know, more of the nutrition aspect for lifestyle and having, you know, Purium in our eating Purium every single day and how lives are changing every single day, and to see them change in front of my eyes and to meet people who... And I know we can't make any medical claims, but it's amazing when you stop eating all that processed food and you start eating healthier, how your body just starts healing itself. And I have a lot of pride in that lifestyle, you know, and because I know where I came from. I know who I was before Purium. I have a picture side by side of a couple months before I started Purium. I have a picture right next to it of, I think I was with Purium for three months, and then I have a picture this year, and I look absolutely different. I look younger, and when I walk around town since I've been home, you know, people are saying, you know, I've seen you three times in the past 2 years, and you keep getting younger, and it's like I want more people to feel that and hear that. I want more people to experience that.
Well, you know, I'm glad that you're talking about this because, you know, the idea is that the most important component of instilling belief in others and is to have a big belief yourself. And it's obviously easier to have a big belief 24, 25, 26 months later when you keep getting younger. But there's lots of ways to expose yourself quickly to that in our culture. I mean, I did the support call just before this one, and, you know, it just energizes me to hear people who their lives are changing. And the support call is, you know, totally uncensored, totally unfiltered, and yet people are saying, you know, I take these products, And when I have this good nutrition, this protein, fruits, vegetables, when I take these superfoods into my body every single day, good things happen. And that motivates me even more to be, you know, to promote and to go public. So any last thing you want to share on the how-to side of it as far as social media, healthy happy hours, or any other kind of marketing components of going public as a new person, anything that you've seen or found that you wanted to share?
Well, thank you. I mean, just as a new person, you have everything at your fingertips, every single tool that you need to become a crown. I mean, that's all the crown has is the tools that we already have in place. So just use them all, from the text messaging service to all these calls that you do and Dave does on Wednesday and now Amy's on Thursday. Every single tool that we have, I'm constantly moving people through them. So it's all about where we move people through. We go public by using all our tools with our prospects, and at the same time, once they're in, we also are moving them through the tools to help them through their 10-day and to continue their accelerated lifestyle. You know, so it's constantly, our tools are epic, and I think as for a new person, I keep using the same tools I've probably used from the beginning 2 years ago. So nothing's changed on that side of it, and everyone just can step into it's a turnkey business, you know, for a platinum pack. You know, you can create wealth. So pretty cool.
Well, I just want to plus on two things. Number one is I love what you say about everyone has the same tools. So everyone has the same opportunity. Everyone can be a crown. And really, I think one of the biggest things that determine who's going to be a crown and who's not going to be a crown is in that first 30, 60, 90 days and how big and how enthusiastically they go public. So, you know, if I can rewind back and take all of our crowns and rewind back to their first 30, 60, 90 days, I bet you almost, if not every single one of them, went public in a huge way. And if I look at, you know, people who have had less success, I guarantee you that they haven't gone public in as big a way. And that's the thing that's beautiful about this business is every day is a new first day. Every day is a new opportunity to decide to go public in a big way. So no matter how long you've been in the business, this is a great opportunity to re-kickstart, whether it's with kids' products or with something else that gets you excited, builds your belief, and you decide that you want to go public again, circle back around and let's go public. The second thing that you talked about was moving through the tools and the idea that not only are you helping prospects to go public and to learn more, but you're also helping to move your team forward. So let's talk about going public with your team, because there are lots of people on this call that have 2 or 3 or 5 or 20 or 50 or 1,000 people in their downline. And I think going public, once you have a team, is also really important. So I know you do a great job with that. I know some of your leaders and other people downline, upline also do a great job with that. So why don't you share some thoughts and philosophy about the idea of going public as a leader, not just to recruits, but to the team that you have?
Sure. Well, it's sharing the lifestyle. It really is sharing this newfound health that we have consistently and constantly and being the leader to do that. We can't expect a new person just to go public and all of a sudden we're silent on air, you know. So, but it's more of it's definitely a natural way of doing it. It's definitely, we're not manipulating our thoughts at all. It's completely holistic in the sense that we all are, as leaders, are truly living the dream. And it's about health. And it's also about the business side of it as well. So I constantly am going public on Facebook and letting people know where we're going, if we're traveling, or if we just had a huge function this weekend, and we all posted all our photographs on there, and it was just a lot of fun that it's a lifestyle, and so we're constantly sharing our business, which is really stress free and fun, and we can work from anywhere. You know, whenever if I'm at the beach now that I'm home, I'll post that I'm working with my laptop in the sun with my feet in the sand. You know, it's just constant. If you live in Colorado, you can be put on, you know, all your warm woolies and go out and sit in the snow with your computer and take a picture of that you're working.
Yeah.
So it's just being fun, you know, it's being fun with it.
Well, I think that's great. You know, the idea that you know, you are, it's the same thing you were talking about as far as your belief in the products kind of drives the front end of going public. It's the belief in the lifestyle that helps to drive the back end of being a leader, is that you love your lifestyle and that you want to share your lifestyle and you want others to experience the lifestyle. And there are very, very, very few people in the world that really have freedom. You know, mm-hmm. there are lots of people with lots of money and there's lots of people with lots of time, but there aren't a lot of people with both. And yeah, you know, to have money, to have time, to have friends, to have a community, to have all those things together wrapped up in one, you know, if I could snap my fingers and make everybody on the phone here a crown, I guarantee all of you would be happy. And so it's great that you as a crown are willing to show and lead the way, and it's almost your responsibility to let people know what that looks like and how that works, and that helps to create the culture too, because you're constantly in some ways training your people by being public. And so I think it's really cool. You do a fantastic job with that, and I'm glad that you shared that.
Well, thank you, and I do challenge everyone. You know, we do have a better way, and I challenge everyone to believe and know that and share that. And whenever we're getting, if anybody says, oh, it's one of those things, or you're doing one of those things, it's like they're just uneducated. So, you know, we have to be the ones to constantly remind people that this is a better way, and that 9-to-5, as much as it is very helpful, it was helpful for me in a time in my life that I needed it, but I definitely was unhappy living that lifestyle. And so I just, as passionate as I am about the product, I'm equally as passionate about the lifestyle and the business and the industry we're in.
That's cool. Very, very cool. Last thing about going public to your team, it's not just about putting your feet in the sand and being on your laptop. I know that also driving campaigns is also important to being public. You know, right now we've got new KITS products coming out, as I was talking about on the top of the call. Tell me about, you know, is that something that have you got your KITS products? What are you doing to promote that? How does that fit into your leadership right now, going public today?
Yeah, I have quite a bit of mommy, so I was excited about hearing the date that we can actually start promoting it to placing the orders. As soon as that came out, I went and placed my order, and I let everybody know that I placed my order. I posted that on the web. I emailed a lot of people. I know you guys had an email as well. Maybe you can share with us what you're doing, but I emailed as well to let them know that this is a really exciting line, and I, you know, kind of in my own words, what you were mentioning, how yummy the MVP tasted, and so I got very excited and made sure everybody knew about that. But anytime there's a new product, or anytime there's a new event, or anytime there's any kind of event product, it's always, the business we're in is about promotion. You know, and we're the commercial. It's like you have, think about those commercials during the Super Bowl, and they're millions of dollars worth, and people are watching them over and over again, and we're basically the commercial. So as far as campaigns and promotions and things like that, we've got to constantly be doing it, because nobody else is going to, you know, I mean, you guys do a great job, but we still have to be also in the forefront and sharing the different products and leading by example and getting them. So I have every single product. I have every single product that Dave has ever made. So.
Well, that's fantastic. That's a huge testament. It's a huge testament. And so that people know you're the real deal. And I think that that's an important part of being public, is that it does expose you and that people see whether you're consistent or not. And so, you know, let me throw out this last piece of going public that a lot of people don't talk about, and it is a bit about being vulnerable, which I know you do a fantastic job with, which is you go public with your goals. I know that you connect with your upline. I know that you have your downline team really connect with you, and they go public with you, and I know you go public with your upline as far as what your goals are every month and what your goals are every year, and we're heading into goal season before we head into really running season here coming into 2016. Do you want to talk a little bit about going public with goals and why that's important and how you do that?
Well, sure. I mean, I can. There's something that I do on a consistent basis on Facebook. I have a dream board, so I go public with my dreams. And that's twofold in that I constantly reminding myself when I look through those pictures what my dreams are. I'm also sharing with the world that I am dreaming, because many people would love to start dreaming. So in hopes to, you know, inspire that way. But also when we are talking with our up team or our down team, we're all on the same team. It takes a village. And really, when we start ranking together and start moving together and understanding each other's goals, it really becomes very that much more rewarding, because not only are we rank advancing ourselves, we're not only helping others rank advance, but we're also pushing those who are supporting us up. So it really is it's the culture. I love the culture of it takes a village. And so going public with each other is very important. You know, that's the communication that you must have. If you're working, you've got this business and you think you want to be a crown, but everybody in your team really is happy being a consultant, then, you know, you got to reevaluate that. But if you've got people that want to run and you want to run, then you're just basically locking arms with like-minded individuals. And so, of course, we should be going public. I always go public. I have communications. I have conversations with people in the beginning of the month to see who I'm running with that month. And you know, here's the thing. It's like it's life. Sometimes we get our goals and sometimes we don't. But it's also the process. As we make that public, it's the process, the learning process through that also. So it's just a fun learning experience with each other. And so I highly recommend everyone, you know, talking about it and not being afraid of it, of setting goals and letting people know what your goals are, for sure.
Well, thanks so much, Pilani, for sharing that and all that you shared here on tonight's call. You know, you gave us a lot of insights on the hows and whys of going public, a lot of different examples. And so I just want to wrap up by saying this, that, you know, everybody's different, you know. So some people are very outgoing and the idea of going public seems really obvious to them. Other people are less outgoing and the idea of going public seems less obvious. But the reality is that you need to find a way every day in many ways to go public. And so find number one, where your strength is, where your belief is, and how you can go public as a promoter. If you've got a team, find how you can go public as a leader, and definitely be vulnerable to show your goals, to share your goals, to, you know, ask for goals from other people, and to create a community, like Pilani was saying, where you're literally just running and locking arms with people and running and locking arms with more people and running and locking arms with more people. And you know, there's nothing more satisfying, there's nothing more fun than seeing other people hit their goals, and for you to give them public recognition, to go public not only with what you're going to do, but also congratulate people on what they've done. And there have been lots of people throughout the year that have done amazing things for Purium, and I know we're just getting warmed up. 2016 is going to be a breakthrough year. It's going to be an amazing year. And Pilani, I know that you've got some big things lined up, and thanks so much for sharing on tonight's call.
Well, thank you for having me, David.
All right, good stuff, everybody. We'll join David Sandoval tomorrow night. He's going to be dialing in directly from Los Cabos, Mexico, talking about our two tincture products, and then Amy Benner on Thursday night, Million Mom Movement Call. So lots of fun stuff to plug into. Talk to you soon. Thanks, everybody. Good night.